13, 12, Exile and Redemption. Why did Israel go down to Egypt? Item 246. Is it only in volume 12? All right, it's not yet in the Passover booklet. Okay, 246. Why did the Creator wish to Israel down to exile? Why is the exile, and why specifically Egypt? 250.
And when the Creator saw the great joy of this world, when it improved to being as above, he said, "Let not the 12 tribes mingle with the rest of the nations, leaving a blemish in all the worlds." What did the Creator do? He shook all of them to and fro until they went down to Egypt to dwell in their abodes inside the obstinate nation, which despises their conduct and degrades them by not marrying with them or mingling with them, and by considering them slaves. The males were loathsome of them, and the females were loathsome of them, until everything was bettered by the holy seed without mingling with strangers. In the meantime, the iniquity of the nations was completed, as it was said, "For the iniquity of the Amorite is not yet full." So when they came out, when they come out, they will come out holy. As it is written, "The tribes of the Lord as a testimony unto Israel." This settles the two questions that he asked. Why were Israel exiled, and why specifically to Egypt? For fear that they would mingle the tribes with the rest of the nations who appreciated Israel. He exiled them to Egypt, who were proud and despised and loathed Israel. And they were there until the iniquity of the Amorites was full, and they came to their own land, for there was no longer fear of mingling with the rest of the nations. Going down to Egypt, 144. Had Abram not gone down to Egypt and not been purified there first, he would have had no share and lot in the Creator. It was likewise with his sons when the Creator wished to make them one nation, a holy nation, and to bring them closer to Him. Had they not gone down to Egypt first, and had they not been purified there, they would not have been His one nation. 145. Similarly, had the land of holiness not been given to Canaan first, and had they not ruled it, the land would not have been the share and lot of the Creator, and it is all one. The difference between the redemption of Egypt and the future redemption. 105. As in the days when you came out of Egypt, when I showed you the wonders and miracles, so the Creator will also bring redemption to His children, as He did in those days when He sent to bring Israel out of Egypt and smote the Egyptians with those plagues for Israel's sake in the month of Sivan. 106. What is the difference between this redemption and the redemption from Egypt? The redemption from Egypt was from one king and one kingdom. Here, the redemption is from all kings of the world and from all the kingdoms of the world. Then, the Creator will be magnified in the eyes of the whole world and in all the earth, and the government of the Creator all will known throughout the whole world, and all will be struck with upper plagues double for their sins because they refused to release Israel. 107.
Meaning it's similar, the process is similar, just as in Egypt, accordingly what will come upon us soon.
When they will know the government of the Creator, as it is written, the Creator will rule over the whole earth. Then they will all volunteer themselves to serve the Creator. As it is written, they will bring all your brothers from among the nations, as an offering for the Creator. Then the fathers will see the joy of the redemption of their sons, as before, as it is written, "As in the days when you left the land of Egypt, I will show him wonders." Revelation of the Shekhinah and coming out of Egypt, 270. And when the Creator visits His nation to deliver them from exile, the assembly of Israel, divinity, will return from the exile first and will go to the temple. Since first the temple will be built for the gathering of the exiles where there is the presence of divinity. This is why divinity comes out of the exile first. And the Creator will tell her, "Rise up from the dust." And divinity will reply, "Where will I go? My house is ruined. My palace burned by fire." And the Creator will build the temple from the start. He will erect the palace and will build the city of Jerusalem. Then He will raise divinity from the dust.
Gimel Ekye.
Three Ekye, I will be. 64. Three Ekye, I will be with you in the first exile. From this we learn that when they went down to Egypt, the Shekhinah went with them, and I will be with you in the second exile. From this we learn that when they went to Babylon, the Shekhinah went with them, and I will be with you in the third exile. From this we learn that when they went to Greece, the Shekhinah went with them. Ekiev of the fourth exile, He did not reveal to them. Instead it is written, "I am the Creator. In its time, I will hasten it. If they are worthy, I will hasten it. If not, in its time."
For the first time in all exiles, now we are going from exile to free choice. To exempt choice, because what we achieved in the exile of Egypt and redemption, now it enters the general vessels and it can be scrutinized by in due time or would hasten it. This is the difference between the exiles. We've come to the last exile, which is Bechina Daled, and in her reveal the form of Adam that need to be established, and it is all in free choice. That's good for us for Independence Day. Yes. Meaning we need to understand that all that has been thus far was all done by the order of the degree with no involvement on the part of free choice. The revelation of the degree of Adam out of the desire to receive. That's it. We are yet to discover how much our whole situation, state, is more important than all the previous degrees, even the degrees of the forefathers.
303. At that time, the Creator shall awaken Abraham and tell him, "Rise up. For it is time to me to redeem your children, your sons, and give them a good reward for all they suffered in exile." And since Abraham was in their selling to the exile, as it is written that he has sold them, so he didn't see it well. And he saw himself as one who would want them to be beaten more for their transgressions. And he shall say, "If you separate them from their sins, from their transgressions, you separate them from their sins." The Creator told Abraham, "I know that all you said is just lip service and not the truth of the heart. I shall also behave the same with you and tell you I want to satisfy you for your sons, Don't prevent them from mercy. Don't prevent them from a good reward. How many have suffered for their transgressions? And because of that, it says, give to the north, that the north will provide the good reward, and the south will not prevent. As it is written, that north, tzafon, comes from the word to code, that the code gives everything. And this is the matter of that how mountain that indicates the Zion.
Darkness before exile, 308.
We're moving to paragraph 308, called Darkness Before Redemption. As they walked, they saw that the dawn was darkened, and then the light shone.
Yeah, it's clear, right? As they walked, the dawn rise, and then the light.
Said Rabbi Chizkiah to Rabbi Yossi, come and let me show you. Thus will also be the redemption of Israel. When the sun of redemption illuminates upon them, they will receive trouble after trouble and darkness after darkness. And while the troubles are yet upon her, the light of the Creator will shine over her. As it is written, as the dawn rises upon them, and it is written, and the sun of righteousness shall rise upon them who fear my name, with healing in her wings. 309. In those days shall awaken wars in the world, nation against nation, city against city, and many troubles shall come upon the haters of Israel, until their faces will darken as a dark cloud. And after these things, their redemption will be revealed because of their roaring with stress.
This is felt. Well, it's good, actually. Good signs. Right, Niv?
Felt by who?
What do you mean by whom? It is felt that is becoming darker? No?
I don't know. Feel more energy, power.
Oh, well. Well, ladies are finally ready. Please, madam. Well, where are the others? For the meantime, get closer to the mic.
No, it's just we started with questions from women before we even finished the men's part of the lesson. So we only came in 8:30. We were anyway. I heard what you said before I came about the community,
about peeling, not about the community. Sorry.
Ah, okay.
I commented about the peeling that I see. Through the peeling, the form of our community.
I was in the peeling duty yesterday, and it's a powerful experience when you do it all in a circle of women peeling together these and all. It's a powerful experience. But you said that maybe we should cancel the whole community and all that. It's really painful. Maybe I see something you don't see.
But you have how's it called? With King Ahasuerush, who was the minister of the minister of ministers, basically Eli Mirovich, telling us. Yeah, but he's in charge of it. He says, "I invite 60 ladies for duties and 10 turn up."
Eli. Didn't we have more than 10?
15.
15? Okay.
But at the time it should have started, and even later, it says that still there are only 10 ladies. It's not an issue of coming later or not. There must be accurate time. Say yesterday. I had to give an order that in 20 minutes I'm done with the reading the order of Pesach and we start eating, because then they should prepare to bring the food, to time it so they can bring the food. You see, everything goes by the clock. It's a big community, you understand? It's a logistics. And ladies don't come on time, so then we, all right, we'll cancel lunch, let's say. There's no choice. I don't understand where is this such lack of responsibility come from. Can you not prepare a meal at home? They'll eat you, no?
Well, right. But my question is not just about the peeling duty, but we can increase the importance, but probably because of the workload, there was such a situation.
Hence I'm saying, let's cancel it, let's not do it, let's not do a meal, and let's not do this holiday here. Everyone go to his mom, to his granny, and that's it. We won't have not the Pesach holiday here or nothing. We don't have to do such big meals here, we don't have to. We made a good kitchen. We'll do an event hall here. We'll run weddings and such.
No, we don't want that, Rav.
But either we maintain it or not.
I agree.
That's all.
I agree with you. We need to raise the importance of this.
That's your business. You raise importance, you'll have it. You won't have it. He who didn't prepare on the eve of Shabbat, why would he eat on Shabbat?
On the level of the inner work, do you see something that the women aren't seeing?
I see in that a total lack of inner work. How come a woman does not understand that without peeling she wouldn't have what to eat? What is there to eat in Passover other than the potato and meat? There's nothing to eat. This is the whole Passover. It's so yesterday I got choked by this meal. What will be a week more of that? I don't know, but we have no choice.
Okay, so I wanted to ask, as women, the meals for us are really a central opportunity spiritually. We don't have that many opportunities, and we just changed tents, for instance, and we didn't even have yet the opportunity to meet in the tents.
I don't know. I'm talking on the part of the peeling. Leave me alone with the tents, because in my mind it's nonsense, the tents. The peeling for me is everything. If you're not suitable for peeling, so what about the tents? What all your philosophy and all that? I don't take it into account. Sorry for saying that.
So, peeling, really, we should relate to it as a spiritual work?
Yes, also for men, not just the ladies. The physical work for the society, this is the true work, this is the investment. And all us sitting and philosophizing, you know, in Israel, people like that, to sit and philosophizing, talk shows.
I actually saw Rav, these great women in the community who were just under workload because they had to work on, you know, being meticulous in all the keeping all the rules at home as well, and to really all be on the same page. And I believe that big amounts of women will come to the duties this week, and it's just big amounts of people, 60 people, 100 people. But I wanted to really to actually ask about the meaning of the inner work here, the whole thing with peeling and shells and klipot. Of course, there's a lot in that, so
well,
I want to ask.
So ask.
What's the relation, the right relation, so there's not even the right, not even a shell on anything?
It is desirable that in the kitchen work only men. It is desirable to separate men and women working on these tasks. It is desirable that there will be... Well, we have people in charge, but the problem is, what can they do? I don't know what precisely to answer you. What is it that you're asking about?
I'm asking in terms of the peeling work, the inner work towards this, the relation towards this. It's working in the section of the klipot, the shells. So there's this process that we're kind of externally meticulous about it. And then
Madam, I remember you from Bnei Brak already. I remember you came to me there and we were building the kindergarten there. You remember that?
Yes.
All right, that's it. So, you see, don't you remember how we were then, meticulous?
Of course I do. Of course I remember. But today, there's a big amount of women who are sitting and doing that work, even now during the entire lesson. So I want to add a greater inner attitude towards this work instead of just sitting and talking in that circle, but really relating to that in a more inner way, to that potato.
Spoke about it so many times that I don't understand what else can be added. There's no more important work than work by our hands as we're doing for the society. For the group. That's it. There's no more important job or task. I'm saying honestly, other than a person need to, I don't know, Yaniv is preparing the lesson. Without him, that we couldn't have the lesson, right? So we release him to do this task. Or someone else who need to prepare a shooting or whatever, right? With many such tasks. Or someone prepare an article for a newspaper, the many such roles that are, well, we can't be only in peeling, just concerned with our belly. We also need to work outwardly, inwardly, and do many actions. However, practically, the work for the sake of the group, when I'm peeling the potato, this potato for my friend to eat, this is a holy work. It is neto. Holy work. That's it. I gave the example as Rabash once checked me out with a coffee. I was felt ashamed to sit. I didn't want to sort out the coffee beans. I was just like, oh, nervous. I smoke off a few boxes of cigarettes and didn't help because there you had to check each grain of coffee, right? Each coffee pond. So there is something in it, there isn't something about it, or they're like about beans, yeah, the coffee beans, sorry. So they're about 20 sacks of 20 kilos at least. You remember when we did it ourselves, how much work was there? Gali Kaplan, I think, was roasting it, and Mushi was working with his drill to dig out the sand, salt. I still have this whole box of salt from the Dead Sea that I'm using at home, only that. How many things we used to do? And I hope we'll go back to it. We are now in our building. We have everything set. We'll hope for next Passover to have new pots and really to have everything, but with peeling. Only if some machine that's worthwhile acquiring, then we'll do. I'm willing to invest money. There's no problem. Just I was told it's not worth it because so much work remain. Hence, we didn't buy it. But we need to check over again. Maybe there'll be new peeling machines. I'm all for it with everything. You remember he was how much money and energy invested in it to do Passover week according to Baal HaSulam is very important. I'll tell you, moreover, I'm dreaming about having our own oven to cook our own matzah and eat it during the whole week. This is very important. Baal HaSulam and Rabash never bought matzah from a shop. There is a matter of the cleanliness of the material connection to the spiritual state. That's it. This is how it is. Hence, I truly I have until we were in different states and all that, but it's worth a while going back to it. But peeling, anyway, you can't cancel. What would you do? It is forbidden to eat a non-peeled. It's Passover. We have nothing but these, we have nothing else apart from these veggies. And veggies are eaten only by those who are peeling. And chasa, the lettuce, it is eaten only on the eve of the Seder, and that's it. This is a rule of Passover. Only peeled fruits and veggies. That's it. Hence, we're not eating tomatoes, and all is very limited. Let's hope that maybe we'll be able to get a special machine that's worthwhile doing. I'm willing for everything. What? Just to sit and peeling, although it's not in vain. It's a job worthwhile doing anyhow. Maybe I wouldn't get rid of it even if there was an ideal machine. But we have a lot to do beside peeling, and it's not that we are in a state that we'll try. Yes.
What should be the scrutiny that a woman does where she has a full work day? She has to also work on the house and make it clean and kosher, and the husband is always here, always busy with activities for the group and everything, and she wants to come here as well, but she also has to work in a home and clean the home, and this year we're very meticulous about it. Should she leave that, which is kind of for herself, but it's actually also for the group? So how do you divide the time? How do you make this scrutiny? I was torn between this, the whole thing, because I work 10 hours a day, and
I'll answer you. The house doesn't have to be clean. It has to be kosher for Pesach. That's it. Here, indeed, we did the cleanup, like yearly cleanup, that we truly cleaned it up. And indeed, it was worthwhile for this building, because we only start feeling it more so. Now we also will move, we'll go after the prayer downstairs to the dining room through the new ramp, that the stairs that were open, not through the regular stairs. So what am I trying to say? More and more we are grow accustomed to it, getting to know it. But cleaning has nothing to do with Passover. Totally has nothing to do with Passover. I'll tell you more so. At Rabash's place, till the very last moment, there was chametz, and the house was dirt, and I used to cook, to grind fish there with a machine. It was like it would fall on the floor as chametz, and then you have to understand that the rules, then it's much easier. The fact you cleaned the house, you could have done it in the 1st of May or Independence Day, whenever you feel like. It really has nothing to do with Passover. Passover has to be kosher with respect to kosher rules itself, right? And kosher, it's just not to have chametz. You throw out all the chametz, maximum wash the floor, and that's it. The whole Pesach is done. Close all the cupboards, and that's it. In 2 hours, I fix your home for Passover. Call me in.
Maybe that's exactly the problem, because
now when you start cooking and you want to do Passover Seder at your place, right? Maybe it's different. I know those people who buy bread for the whole week, which is, God forbid. But if you want to do Passover at home, nevertheless, you must cook. So everyone accordingly, so without doing all those things at home, come over and do it. And beside that, you can determine. Maybe you want something different. Maybe you want to take a little package home or whatever. Meaning, we are ready for everything, but in participation.
I'm willing to do whatever the group asks and then even then leave the house and be here, but in the training and what we were asked to do, that the car will be super clean and all the clothes and everything and all that we were taught, and I got lost with it.
So I think that you guys aren't organized. With a car, I will hire a big industrial vacuum cleaner, put all our cars here and just do it, and that's it. Within a few hours, I would give it to the man to do, instead of standing there for an hour or 2 hours in the queue till it's getting cleaned, and pay 100 shekel or something like that.
More.
120. All right, that's a good number. In short, everything is possible if you stop crying out, whinging, and you'll become organized.
We're not crying at all, but maybe we need to be more accurate about what's important at home in the trainings that we were given, what needs to be done and what's not.
All right, so we learn. I'm telling you, we learn. My wife came yesterday to visit me, right? She looked at everything. She laughed. She said they did job 1,000 times more than had to be done. What's this one? What's that one? What's that for? What do you need all these things? You don't need this and you don't need that.
So maybe we needed to have a different explanation. You know, I used to help cleaning your room, and I got crazy with all these rules that this can't touch that and that can't touch that, and then me, in my nature, I was over meticulous to not to be on the safe side, and then I didn't have time to come to the center, and it's
Pesach is a very good example that if you know, then you profit. You need to learn. So what are you crying about that you weren't taught? So go to your mom.
No, I'm not. But I'm saying that when women don't come to the peeling duty, it's not because they don't want to. It's because there is a problem. It's a result of lack of organization, like you're saying, and the lack of the correct explanation of what needs to be done. And the women want. But there's just a...
So write down in your diary for next year, please, 2 months before Passover, to start learning the rules and to get organized in accordance. What do you want from me? Yes. Again, that too, you're looking at me for me to do it for you.
No, I just wanted to ask about the right scrutiny. Or leave home, or to come here, and how to do that. That's what I wanted to ask.
I'm telling you again, Passover, it's not cleaning. It's making it kosher. With Rabash, they used to say that. The dog between the bricks. You see the dog there? The dog between the bricks. You could eat with it. Well, of course it's chametz, of course it's forbidden, but there's a limit how much you need to clean. This, it's not about cleaning. It's truly not about cleaning. You get rid of the chametz and you're free. And you have a mess at home and something isn't clean. So it's not clean, but it's not chametz. That's it. The fact that you want to do at once all the job for a whole year would be... In short, this is actually in the place where you add reasoning, you're missing out a space. Learning.
Just about how to go downstairs. We didn't plan to go through the new ramp. We do want everyone to go through registration, and that's the reason. If everyone comes from the men's area. We'll have a lot of people coming in from that direction. We haven't really thought this through completely.
So
we will use it in the future, but we didn't think of how to do it effectively yet, especially to have the women be on their side and the men on their side. Maybe a mess if we do it now.
I don't know. Put a table there next to the entrance to the stairs. On the side, and that's it. And whoever isn't registered should register.
And what about all the people who are late? Sometimes family come a little later and all that.
Well, then it's a pity we made all these preparations there. Why?
No, we will use it for sure, also for events and other things.
I don't know.
We just didn't really have the time to think it through with everyone together how to best organize it.
All right, make it so today. All right. What's next? The usher? Please. Maybe we'll sing first.
Sadran